And now, James Gravel.
In three previous presentations, we discussed God's nature, including such divine attributes as His eternality, His love, and His justice. Fortunately, however, while God is just, He is also forgiving. The prophet Micah asked, "Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over the transgressions of the remnant of His heritage? You will not retain your anger forever because you delight in mercy. You will again have compassion on us and will subdue our iniquities. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea." Micah 7, verses 18 and 19. "As far as the east is from the west, so far has God removed our transgressions from us." Psalm 103, verse 12. And God Himself said, "If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land." 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14. From our advantage point as humans, it is thrilling to know that God always has our best interest at heart. Speaking through the prophet Jeremiah, God said, "I will come to you and will fulfill my gracious promise, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Jeremiah 29, verse 11. What a comforting thought that is, to know that it is God's desire to give us hope and a future. More comforting still, however, is the fact that while God wants us to have life here more abundantly, John 10:10, His main concern is that we enjoy in the age to come eternal life, Mark 10, verse 30. This is why the Apostle Paul could write in Romans 2, verse 7 that God will give eternal life to those who, by patient continuance, do good, Romans 2, verse 7. And why the Apostle John could write, "This is the promise that He has promised us, eternal life," 1 John 2, verse 25. As Jesus Himself put it, "He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life," John 12, verse 25.